Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to cut interest rates again today. The only question is by how much. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee began a two-day meeting in Washington yesterday. Some economists believe the committee will make its decision to cut short-term rates partly out of concern over deflation. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Since the major fighting in Iraq ended, the economy has shown signs it's poised for a rebound. New unemployment claims have fallen a bit and consumer confidence is up. But the evidence is inconclusive, and there are also signs of continued sluggishness in the economy. For instance, a Duke University survey of corporate chief financial officers released yesterday indicated that most have no plans to increase capital spending significantly over the next year. Joel Naroff, president of Naroff Economic Advisors, says given reports like this, the case for a rebound isn't yet strong enough to satisfy Fed officials.
And that's really the concern on the Fed. While they see things along the edges, they don't see it fundamentally changing. And that's why, while we may have a developing expansion, it's not strong right now.
As a result, many economists say the Fed will probably cut interest rates a quarter of a percentage point today, and an equal number expect a half-point cut. Even a quarter-point rate cut would bring the federal funds rate to levels not seen since the Eisenhower administration. Naroff says one problem for the economy right now is the threat of deflation. In other words, growth could be so weak that prices fall. That might seem good for consumers, but it can also lead to a lowering of asset values that spirals out of control. Naroff says Fed policymakers are concerned about that happening.
They're fighting two battles here. They're fighting the battle of the economy and they're fighting the worries about deflation. And they can always raise rates to slow things down if they put too much in the system. If they don't put enough in the system and they wind up with a slower economy and deflation, then they have real problems.
By making clear they're prepared to do what it takes to stimulate growth, Fed officials are hoping to ward off the deflation threat and reassure the public that the economy is on the right track. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.